It's episode 164, and we've got plugins for author boxes, WordPress management, dynamic widgets per device, plugin logic, and a way to hide unused pages. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everyone.
Yes, and it's been great, loads of fun up here in the Great White North. Spring break for me, and how about you down there?
Work, but no, it's not been very spring-like here in Southern California. It went from 80 degrees for the week prior to spring starting to now in the 60s. So I want winter back.
60s is our general temperature for spring, but yeah. It was spring break for me and my kids, so I spent a week with my children, and we did the grand tour of Vancouver Island in Vancouver.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So at any rate, we've got the usual list of stuff for you here today, plugins and all kinds of other great information as we come across it. And of course, user reminders, don't forget you can get the show notes over at wppluginsatoz.com. And if you got a couple moments, take a few and give us a review over on iTunes or on Stitcher. We would greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Also, remember that you can find the show on Twitter, WPPlugins A to Z. Getting a lot of good feedback and followers on that Twitter account. And that's really nice because that lets John and I kind of keep things separate from our personal Twitters. So if you have a question or looking for a plugin, make sure you follow WP Plugins A to Z.
And as usual, a little bit of self-promotion for us. Do not forget, we are WordPress professionals, and we make our living with WordPress. So if you're in need of emergency support, emergency support, you've broke your website, anything along that line, you can give me a call at 818-850-7729 or drop me a line at john@wppro.ca.
And something I've got to bring to the party here is GoDaddy, and that is GoDaddy promo code plugin 295. That'll get you $2.95.com domain names. Just enter the promo code at checkout. Get instant savings. That's right. Any.com for under $3. At GoDaddy.com, just type in plugin 295.
All right. And looks like we might have a little bit of news this week, eh?
Hey, that's right. The repository once again, now this is the second time this has happened, has hit 30,000 plugins. So our intro is once again correct. they at one time had over 30,000, but then they did kind of a culling of some of the older plugins and brought it back down to around 26,000 or so. So thankfully, it has now climbed right back up again. So it is at 30,000. So thank goodness for shows like this to help you sort that 30,000 as far as junk piles and gem piles. So congrats to everybody involved in WordPress. 30,000 plugins is an amazing statistic.
It is, and considering when I started this show, there was less than 9,000 plugins.
Mm-hmm.
That's always blows me away that there's 30,000 plus to make this. Well, that's only the official ones in the repository. That doesn't include the hundreds of thousands of out there that are not listed in the repository.
That's absolutely right, but it is a testament to the popularity of WordPress and the people that are dedicated to getting their own hands dirty and creating a plugin. So I applaud everybody involved, developers, community alike. It's a great accomplishment that we should all be proud of.
All right, well, that's pretty much all we've got for news this week. If you'd like to be at this section of the show, you want to be a listener and give us some feedback, we are always up for audio clips. You can drop in at WP Plugins A to Z and click the little link over on the left-hand side there that says leave a message, and we will get you up here on the show and reviewed.
Absolutely. We would greatly appreciate that.
All right, so I guess it's time to get off and right into the fun bits and pieces, eh?
Oh, yeah, let's roll.
All right, and the first one I've got here for you today, plugin, is called WP Author Box Lite. This is one from one of our many listeners out there. It was sent to us for review. It's from Jeffrey Karandang. He sent this one over. It looks to be his first plugin, according to his email he sent. And this is the light version that I reviewed. And he does have a premium version, which is, you know, only $14 over at Code Canyon. So what did I find in the light version? This plugin here, the AuthorBox Lite, it allows you with a simple install, you get a great looking box that displays your author contact info and the latest posts. You'll need to do some editing on your profile page to get everything looking just the way you want, but if you're wanting to display this info, you should have that author page all tickety-boo anyway. It allows you to add some quick connections to social media for your own specific profile, and this is particularly useful if you have a site that has multiple authors, because each author can have their own box and their own display info. So this one here allows you to set it up really nice. The light version, very nice and useful. If you want some enhancements to it, you check out the premium version, and you can add additional tabs for custom content. You can connect it right direct to Google Authorship, and you can also then use this author box anywhere on your site with a short code. So at any time you wanted to promo an author, you could just grab their short code and drop it in and bring it up. So all in all, this is a pretty good looking plugin. The light version do you quite nicely. The enhanced version for $14, you know, could be just what you need for showing off that author stuff. I give it a rating of 4 dragons, and it's called WP Author Box Lite.
Yeah, it is important to make sure that you have Google attribution as far as your authorship goes. When you do that, then everybody that's in your Google Plus circles will see your content on the first page as far as when they search for something, if you have it. So if you are talking about a particular plugin and somebody searches for that plugin and you've got some of that stuff registered and authorized as far as your Google profile goes, it will start to display those things. So it's very important to kind of tag all of your posts as far as who is the author. So make sure you check into that. That's a cool plugin, John. And I've got an equally cool one, which is called WP Widget Devices. And this is just like dynamic widgets, so to speak, except it operates on a conditional logic of what device people are viewing on. So if somebody is viewing on, let's just say, an iPhone specifically, you can target a widget that only displays when an iPhone is looking at your site. Same thing with a tablet. Same thing with a non-iPhone phone, or if you want to target an Android or anything like that. This helps you get dynamic widgets on specific devices. So I rated this one a 4 out of 5. It's really unique and something that I'm sure the mobile developers out there would love.
And you can use it for some significant mobile focusing on your content and ads too, if you wanted to.
That's right. That's right. You could create specific landing pages and things that only display via mobile. So I thought it was a great plugin. Just came out. Rated it a 4 out of 5.
Nice. All right. And the next one I've got here for you, this is just kind of a fun plugin. Adds not a whole lot of functionality, but adds something fun. It's called Quotary, Quote of the Day. And again, this one here is from another listener out there, Jason Bichetta. He sent this one over. And when you install this plugin, what it does is you can go choose a category from Quotary, or you can use from their big, massive selection of quotes. And it grabs random quotes from all the famous people throughout history and sticks them up there. You can choose things from such as willpower, values, unemployment, Twilight, if you happen to like Twilight, attention, success, stress. You know, it even has quick links so people can share the quote on social media. The only thing is your site doesn't get any of the credit. All the credit goes to Quotary, But that's a tough word when you start saying it too fast. Mm-hmm. Quotary, when it's shared out there, because all the information comes from them and you're just, you know, sharing the information. So anyway, check it out. It's just kind of a little fun plugin to add that little bit of pizzazz to your site. And I gave it a rating of 3 dragons. Quotary.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, I had the need for a plugin like this next one, and I think everybody does. It's called Plugin Logic. And essentially what it does is it enables you to disable specific plugins from loading on certain pages or posts. So it really helps you kind of optimize your plugin loads and lets it so that you can reduce the amount of time that JavaScript and CSS files take to load, queries to your database, things like that, that plugins you would use that you might not necessarily need for a particular page. So Plugin Logic essentially helps you kind of just shut off the plugins that you don't want to load on a particular page, or it also lets you know the load order as far as I want to load this plugin in this plugin. So really great resource as far as taking care of your system load and your system resources. So it's a very good plugin for doing just that, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That's kind of like dynamic widgets in a way, isn't it?
Sort of, but it's not it's not just widgets, though. This actually lets you kind of shut plugins off from loading to begin with.
Oh, okay.
So, if there are things like, let's just say, the SpeakPipe plugin or something like that, maybe on particular pages I don't want to see that, then I just say, okay, on this page, don't load that one, don't load this one, don't load this plugin. And so it really would hone down as far as the load time goes on those particular pages. So it's really good to just kind of streamline something. Let's just say you had just a page of text or something like that, or maybe there's a plugin that you wanted to load on a specific page but not on other pages.
Right.
This will help you do that.
Yeah, you could actually speed up your landing page load times too if you wanted
that's
to
right.
by turning off all the unessential plugins for the landing page.
That's right.
Okay, that's actually very useful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the next one I've got here, this one comes from Dennis Dornan, and it is called MainWP. And it is another way of managing all your multiple WordPress websites if you have more than one to manage, which some of us do. And this here is an affordable way to manage all those WordPress websites. I know, as most folks out there know, Marcus and I use CMS Commander. And I've been kind of committed to that since I started using it. And I've entered all my sites. But this plugin here looks to be an inexpensive way for you to have a CMS Commander type setup on your website, but managing all your multiple websites from whatever your main WordPress website is. You would set up this plugin, MainWP, and then once it's functioning on your main site, you then install a plugin called MainWP Child on the website you want to manage. And in its base state, and I haven't yet tested all of the premium stuff, the author has kindly offered me all the stuff to test out the premium, and I'll be coming back to the table with how this works with the premium modules. But this plugin is set up for the base, which will allow you to do some significant management of your stuff, updates, monitoring, also updating content and things with it. With the premium plugins, there's about half a dozen premium plugins or so, if I remember correctly, that will allow you to manage other areas for it. So I'll be coming back with more information on this site, but at its base checkout, I found this would be a really good way to begin managing multiple WordPress websites. And there is a really great plugin that goes with it, such as Remote Backup, if you don't already have a system set up, you know, for $19.99. And I found that one to be pretty useful. And all in all, if I hadn't already committed to CMS Commander, I would probably begin setting this one up on my sites. So check it out, MainWP, and I gave it a rating of 4 dragons, and I'll let you know how it goes with the full premium version of everything.
Very nice. I love seeing alternatives for that. Love it. And but, you know, CMS Commander, we talk about it all the time. It's very, very convenient, very handy for us. But, you know, it's not for everybody. Not everybody wants to pay that monthly fee.
Yeah, well, I've also been using it for almost a year, too. So it's kind of, I've kind of hit a committed zone where I've got my, you know, dozens of websites already loaded into it.
There you go. Well, let's end the show here. I'm going to end it with something that is a multi-site only plugin. So this only applies for people that have multi-site, but it's called Hide My Unused Pages. I'm wondering if this kind of thing could actually lead to an automatic WordPress editing function. I don't know. But this basically changes the visibility of a blog after it's had no activity for a specified amount of time. So you can kill off all the dead weight in your multi-site. Again, it's meant for people running networks of blogs and hiding inactive content. It uses WP Cron to kind of update the sites. And there's a filter in the plugin that lets you kind of go through each one of your multi-sites, and you can set a flag as far as, okay, if there's been no activity or no content on a particular site for 180 days or whatever, then it can kill it. So I thought this was a great kind of autonomous editing system, sort of limited in its scope, so I gave it a 3 out of 5.
Still could be useful.
Sure.
I know you got to be committed if you're going to run a multi-website.
Absolutely. And I actually tried this with the intent of trying it on a regular site, but they've since gone back and edited the documentation to indicate that it's a multi-site only plugin, which they didn't originally.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know. I know I've tried to multi-sites. Have you tried running a full-blown multi-site yet?
I have one, yes. Oh. And it's challenging.
Yes.
It's very challenging.
In other words, you got to be committed or you should be committed. Take your pick.
That's right. Yep. Exactly.
All right. So that wraps it up for us. I covered up the WP Author Box Lite, which I gave a 4. Quotary, quote of the day, I gave a 3. And then Main WP, which I gave a 4.
And I talked about WP Widget Devices, which I gave a 4. Plugin Logic also gets a 4, and we just talked about Hide My Unused Pages, which gets a 3.
All right, and for those of you that are just coming back from spring break, which I am, and my kids will be going back to school, I'm really grateful. I just spent a couple of days over in Vancouver going through, you know, wonderful Science World and the Vancouver Aquarium, and Science World is a place you don't want to go when during spring break. It's like watching dozens of chipmunks on crack.
Ah.
Kids everywhere, man, bouncing around. Everywhere you look, man, it was insane. But anyway, all right, well, let's wrap it up. A little bit of a commercial for everyone. If you're looking for fantastic hosting, Green Geeks Hosting offers up some really nice speed, and you can save yourself $30 off all their hosting packages by using the coupon code PLUGINS, PLUGINS, PLUGINS.
And if you would like to save some cash on replacement inkjet cartridges for your printer, head on over to ldproducts.com and use the code PLUGIN14. You'll get 10% off all inkjet cartridges plus free shipping on all orders over $50. Why buy ink at the local office supply store for $15 a pop? Buy it in bulk. Use coupon PLUGIN14 and get them as low as $4 a piece.
And don't forget, you can get your daily dose of WP plugin news over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a couple minutes, drop in at iTunes, Blueberry, VOA, or Stitcher Radio and leave us a review. We would greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. How can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com. Or for emergency support, drop in at wppro.ca/emergency. Or send me an email, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, and on Twitter, @MarcusCouch.
And that's all we've got for you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh